Good girl, Lucy. Good girl. And Vance, you're good too. It's Monday morning, and the main twinning group has now, or should at least by now, have gone home. And I'm just at the home of the people who I'm staying with. People have just popped out for a moment, and I'm left here with Vance and their dog, Lucy. Tiny little dog, aren't you? Let me see. How many lengths of my hand? 1, 2. 2 and a bit lengths of my hand, which is quite a lot smaller than Vance. And they haven't been always getting on brilliantly in the house. Vance Vance wants to play. And Lucy is, who's quite a bit older than Vance, isn't as keen. Okay, Lucy. So whenever Lucy goes anywhere, Vance dashes along to be in front of her, and then says hello, and Lucy tells him to get stuffed, basically. But now they're sitting here. Their noses are about 12 inches apart. It's not bad. I think that's the closest we've got without them having a discussion. Anyway, it's been a really good trip so far. Yesterday, they gave Busan in the afternoon, which I've now realised I've spelt wrong on the audio diary entries. It should, in fact, be B-O-S-E-L-N. But anyway, that was good fun. Nice to be out in the sunshine. And it's a bit different, isn't it? Hurling balls up a country lane. So that was good. As I think I said then, we had a fairly lazy morning. And then in the evening, had the main leaving due for the twinning. I spent most of the time outside talking to a couple of people and drinking beer, of course, which is compulsory. And I think the next couple of days are probably likely to be a little bit quieter. There's talk today of possibly having a barbecue, and tomorrow Vance needs to see the vet prior to travelling back. And then the plan is we take the overnight sleeper train from Hamburg to Paris, have a few hours in Paris, which will be interesting, trying not to get too lost, before getting the Eurostar back to London. But don't want to wish that time away. Still having a really good time. Vance is doing really well out here. I mean, I suppose, as I've said a couple of times, it's no different, really, for him coming out here. It's just different people and a little dog to try and play with and annoy. In practical terms, in terms of working him, there's no real difference to, say, taking him to a new part of London or something like that. And even the heat here is pretty similar to London. So I think that gives me confidence in working him in other places abroad. The main thing is just whether I can cope with the differences and lack of language skill at times, whether I can navigate effectively. But maybe Paris will be the litmus test for that one. So I think that's it for now. If anything interesting happens, I shall do another entry.